up, guys? Welcome to Your Life Matters podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mariah White, and I am a passionate pediatric nurse practitioner and fired up health and happiness coach here to deliver a message to you. This podcast is meant to provide a hope and a dream that fuels your soul to dream big and to dream bold and to inspire and empower you to live out your wildest freaking dreams and to grab a hold onto the unwavering truth that you were made for more. Welcome to another episode of Your Life Matters. I am so excited that you're here. Genuinely, I know I say that every single day and every time you plug into this podcast, but I genuinely mean it because on podcast platforms, there are 1,000,005 other people and other things that you can listen to day in and day out. And I am just so privileged and so honored that you chose this one. The Your Life Matters podcast has been, gosh, like a second baby to me. It was my first baby before my babies were actually mine. And I just want to share it with you. And along the many, many years that I've been doing this, I have shared tips and tricks and ways to really help you see success in all areas of your life. Now, many of you follow me on social media at Dr. Mariah White, and that's where many of you have found this podcast. Now, if you don't follow me, go follow me. If you haven't seen that I have my own podcast Instagram called Your Life Matters Podcast, go over to it and like it, because podcasts really truly work the best when you share it with a friend, when you tell other people about it, and when you listen to the episodes and when you click download. So if you haven't done so already, hit subscribe, hit download. You'll never miss an episode. And then make sure you leave a rating and review, because that's how these things stay alive. So I wanted to say, last time we were here, we were talking about developing relentlessness. And holy cow, how crazy is it that the author that I was sharing with you, Tim Grover, the author of Relentless, actually wrote a brand new book, and it was his saga or sequel to Relentless, and it was called Winning. Now, guys, I was sitting there and I started this book on Friday and haven't put it down since, and just finished it. And I literally soaked in every single minute. I loved everything about it, and all it did was reignite this fire within my heart for this man, Tim Grover, who was the trainer for Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, all the greats, LeBron James. And I sat there and I was like, oh my gosh, like anytime my moral compass needs a little fine tuning on the relentless aspect, it's like something in my circle finds myself hearing stories about Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, or just this unbelievable fire that these great human beings have. And it's crazy because I've always said to anybody that I talk to that one of my superpowers is not consistency, is not, you know, that I'm perfect or super. No, it is this unwavering relentlessness that I cannot express enough that is what I do. People are like, Mariah, you're superhuman. No, I just have unwavering relentlessness. And what I thought about as a sequel to my whole conversation last time is, how do I teach that? How do I teach you to never give up? And I really want to dive deep in this with you guys, because those of us who have developed this superpower of relentlessness, it's not that we aren't fearful. It's not that we aren't afraid. It's not that we aren't scared of things. But we understand that failure or losses are inevitable, but it's how you learn from them. Now, as I'm sitting here and I'm recording this episode, I see my beautiful fiance in her Syracuse basketball jersey in a blow up that we have in the kids' playroom. And I'm sitting here thinking about just that. If we take it to a sport like basketball, you win some and you lose some. But there are certain things that you do right on target every single time to ensure that you are in more of favor of winning. You train your body, you eat right, you learn your opponent, you watch game film, you do all of the things, and then you show up on the day of the game. And why am I saying this? I'm saying this in a way of your life each day is you showing up for the game. How are you preparing yourself? How are you engaged in your own life so that you are more inclined to win in those moments, more inclined to achieve and see success in those moments than you are of losing? Now, listen, everybody has to lose, meaning you end a long-term relationship, you find out somebody isn't the person that you thought they were, you lose a job, you lose someone significant in your life. There are gonna be moments where you feel like you've lost, but how have you grown in those moments? Because the losses that people experience, like Kobe or MJ, those losses only made them stronger. And Tim, in his incredible book called Winning, go check it out, referenced back when Michael Jordan had this stint where he wanted to pursue his second dream of being in the MLB. And he was talking about how for 2 years he played professional baseball. And then when he came back, they lost. And unlike normal, he didn't take the summer off. He just got to work. And he knew that coming out off of a 2 year stint of being not in basketball shape, you're not going to return the same. But if you give yourself the same work, if you go and do the same amount of effort, you will get back on track. So what do I mean by this? People are going to have losses in their life. But how can you set the framework of your life to get back on track quicker? So something doesn't go right. Your day is falling apart. Do you let the entire rest of the day fall apart? Or do you have something that will snap you out of it? For me, and I used this reference a couple weekends ago, it was just a rough, rough day. And I literally was on and off of sleep until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Anybody who knows me is probably listening to this like, what? But at about 1 o'clock, 1:15, I said, no more. This is ridiculous. This life is not that bad. I am alive. My body is able. I got up, got my workout clothes on, drank some Energize, my all natural superhero workout juice, and I pressed play. Instantly, I felt better. All I needed was 30 minutes. Now, did I need those several hours of maybe sulking on the couch? Maybe. I definitely could have recovered quicker, but I needed to get into that frame of mind because while I was sitting there sulking, I was also processing what is bothering me. How is this affecting me? Why am I allowing this to affect me so much? But the difference is the Mariah of 6 years ago, that would have gone on for weeks. Not hours, weeks. So how are you addressing your own sulking situations? Do you have a method where you can snap out of it? For me, I go through a range of questions, and you can write this down as a tip for you. I say, what am I grateful for? I rattle off 3 things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for breathing. I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful to be alive. Then I think of 5 blessings in my life. I'm blessed with healthy children. I'm blessed with a beautiful fiance. I'm blessed with a beautiful home. I'm blessed with finances and financial freedom. I'm blessed because my body is working. Why does that matter to me? Because I work in an environment where often people are in traumas, traumatic experiences, and they no longer have the same body they did previous to their accident. So I'm able body and I'm grateful for that. So three things I'm grateful for, five blessings that I have in my life. And then I ask myself, is this the hardest day you've ever lived? Is whatever is going on right now the hardest thing you've ever done? If it's a yes, then I say why. If it's a no, then I reflect on the hard things that I've overcome. And then I ask myself, are you done? That simple phrase, are you done? And that Saturday, I remember getting to that question, being authentic with you guys, getting to that question and saying, are you done? I was like, nope. I'm gonna sit here, watch Netflix, process it again. Are you done? Nope. I'm gonna sit here and watch Netflix. Then I fell asleep, woke back up. I'm like, what am I really doing here? And then I sat there, are you done? Nope. I'd fall back asleep. And then again, at about 1:15, are you done? Hell yeah, I'm done. Hell yeah, I'm done. I am done sulking. This is ridiculous. This is not that bad. I am grateful. I am blessed. I am able. And you need to get up. Boom. I got up. Now there's moments where I have days like that. Three things I'm grateful for. Five blessings that I have. And then I sit there and say, is this really the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with? No. Are you done? Yes. 90 seconds. That could be done in 90 seconds of my process from start to finish on how I change my environment, how I change the way that I'm thinking about something. And then instantly it's different. Instantly it is different. So I want you to do that for yourself. Write those things down. Process those things for yourself so that you can overcome what you are currently going through that much faster. Because as we go into this, I want to help you to develop relentlessness, which is a never give up mentality. When you develop a never give up mentality, your future, your achievements, your accomplishments, your successes, and your focus will never, ever, ever stop. And what do I mean by that? No matter what goes on in my life, my focus is to be debt-free by 30, live a life of building financial freedom for my girls, building memories for my girls, understanding that as a life coach, I want to help X amount of humans. As a podcaster, I want to reach millions of people. As a health and happiness coach, I want to start everybody in a health and happiness journey and see them continue. As a business mentor, I want to help people thrive to earn a six-figure income business. I think of all of those things. And are there hiccups? Absolutely. I have hiccups in my coaching business. I have hiccups in my life. I have hiccups in my relationship. I have hiccups as a mother. But I have a never give up mentality. Why? Because what does giving up really do? All it tells me, and maybe you need to do this for yourself, all giving up tells me is that I am not worth it. And I don't believe that statement. I stopped believing that statement when I was granted a second chance at life. I am worth it. You are worth it. And let's go a level deeper. Those that you are fighting for your dreams for, are they worth it? Hell yeah, they're worth it. But are they worth you doing your 90-second, never give up, mind-switching mentality? Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want you to think about the people you love the most. It could be your spouse, your kids, your family, your parents, your siblings, your significant other, whoever it is. I want you to think about them. And I want you to think to yourself, if they themselves are worth you fighting for your dreams, knowing that they will directly have an impact based on your efforts. I get questions all the time. Maria, why is it that you've never given up even when it's gotten hard? Because who is giving up helping?
No one. Is it serving those I love? No. Is it getting me any closer to where I want to be? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, if I close my eyes and I think about the people that I love in my circle, for me, Lee, Alicia, Bianca, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my brother, my family, and I think about all the things that I want for them in their life and the freedoms that I want for them in their world, and I say, Mariah, is giving up directly going to impact them in a positive direction? The answer is no. Is giving up going to directly affect them in a negative direction? And this is where you have to be honest. Will it negatively affect them? Depending on the goal. If I give up on my wildest dreams, is it going to negatively affect them? No, but yes. Why? Because they will never be able to see what I truly am capable of. Your family, your friends, your people will never be able to see what you're truly capable of. They believe in you. But sometimes believing is seeing. The reason why my family has this chuckle behind things is, oh, here goes Mariah. If you tell Mariah she can't do something, she will. Why? Because I have a never give up muscle. I never give up. I never give up. And I've talked about this before on countless podcasts. Even to my detriment, in my divorce, I never gave up. Not until I knew it was time to walk away. Until I knew that it was time to close that chapter of my life. Because I never give up. I'm always pushing, always willing to fight for my wildest dreams. So now I'm here sharing with you my top tips of how to change my thought process and then go after the never give up muscle, because you are worth it. Your dreams are worth it. Why do we stop and quit? Because all you're doing is quitting on yourself, and you are better than that. Don't quit because it's hard. Don't quit because it doesn't seem easy. Don't quit because everybody else in the world is telling you that you can't do it. Don't quit because you see other people being successful, but you wonder why it's taking you so long to get there. Don't quit just because. Don't quit on your dreams. Don't quit on yourself. You're better than that. My sweet, amazing friends, you are worthy. You are wanted. You are needed. You are loved. And you, my friend, are more than enough. Let's together build a never give up mentality. I want you to go read the book Relentless by Tim Grover. And then right after, go read the book Winning. Because if you develop the winning mentality, the never give up muscle, to develop relentlessness, you will become unstoppable in your life, in your dreams, in your focus. Many people have heard this quote. In order to be what others aren't, you have to do what others won't. In order to have what others don't, you have to be willing to do what others won't. Many people will look upon my life and say, Mariah, how did you? I want, help me get there. All I did was never give up, no matter how long it took. No matter how much adversity, homelessness, living on food stamps, being in a domestic violence situation, being left after pregnancy, being a single mom, coming out with my lesbian fiance, going to school and being told, hey, you're dyslexic, you're never going to be successful, becoming a doctor of nursing practice. All of those things took an element of never give up. Now you have to tap into what you have in your life and understand that you are so capable, and you, my friend, can do this. Never give up. Never give up on yourself, because you are more than worth it.